You can pick a friend's face out of a crowded, badly lit, half-blurred photo in the time it takes the image to land on your retina. You didn't measure anything. You did not check a list of facial features. The recognition simply arrived. Now hand that same photo to a computer. What it receives is not a face, not a crowd, not even a picture in any sense you would recognize. It receives a long grid of numbers, and nowhere in that grid is the word friend or face or cat or anything at all about what the picture is of. That chasm between the meaning you see instantly and the raw numbers a machine starts with is the entire problem computer vision exists to solve. This lesson is about why the chasm is so wide, why the obvious ways to bridge it fail, and the one shift in strategy that finally worked. Everything else in this track is built on the answer. To a computer, an image is a grid of numbers. Start with what a digital image actually is. A color photo is a grid of pixels, and each pixel is three numbers. How much red, green, and blue it carries, each from zero, none, to 255, full. A modest 224 by 224 photo, a common size for vision models, is therefore 224 times 224 times 3, which is just over 150,000 numbers. That array is the whole input. There is no edge, no outline, no fur or eye stored anywhere in it. There is only brightness, pixel by pixel, channel by channel. Diagram placeholder. A photo of a cat on the left, an arrow. On the right, a zoomed-in patch of that photo overlaid with its RGB number grid. A few cells labeled with values like 34, 28, 31, with a caption, 150,528 numbers, no cat anywhere. If you came here from neural network intuition, you have met a tiny version of this already. The handwritten digit that entered the network as 784 brightness numbers. Real-world vision is the same idea scaled up and put in color. The picture is bigger, the numbers come in three channels instead of one, and the thing you are trying to name is far messier than a digit. But the starting point is identical. Numbers in, a label out, and a yawning gap in between. The semantic gap. That gap has a name. The distance between the low-level pixel values a computer is handed and the high-level meaning a human reads off instantly is called the semantic gap. You see a cat. The computer sees a list of numbers like 231, 144, 99, 230, 145, and on it goes for 150,000 entries. Both are looking at the same image, but one of them is holding meaning and the other is holding arithmetic. Crucially, the gap is not fixed. Move the cat, dim the lights, or let it curl into a ball, and every one of those 150,000 numbers can change completely, while the meaning you read off, cat, does not budge at all. That mismatch, enormous swings in the numbers paired with no change in the label, is exactly what makes the problem hard. The same cat, wildly different numbers. It is worth seeing just how badly the pixels move around for what your eye treats as one stable thing. Computer vision researchers catalog these as the core challenges of recognition, and each one shifts the numbers dramatically. Viewpoint. Photograph the cat from the front, the side, above, behind. Same animal, almost no overlap in the actual pixel values. Scale. The cat fills the frame or sits as a speck in the corner. The numbers describing it are completely different in count and position. Deformation. Cats are not rigid. Curled, stretched, mid-leap, loafed into a perfect circle. One object, endless shapes. Occlusion. Half the cat is behind a couch. Only an ear and a tail show. The network must answer cat from a fraction of the evidence. Illumination. Bright noon, dim lamp, colored party light. Lighting alone can swing every pixel value up or down across the whole image. Background clutter. A cat against a plain wall versus a cat in a messy room where its fur nearly matches the carpet. The signal hides in the noise. intra-class variation. Cat is not one look. Siamese, tabby, black, fluffy, hairless, kitten, ancient Tom. All correctly labeled cat, all visually unalike. Diagram placeholder, a 3x3 grid of cat photos, each panel labeled with one challenge: viewpoint, scale, deformation, occlusion, illumination, clutter, intra-class. Every panel captioned cat to show one label spanning wildly different images. Any one of these would complicate the job. They all happen at once, in combination, in ordinary photos. The label stays rock steady. The numbers go everywhere. Why handwritten rules fail? Faced with that, the natural engineer's instinct is to write down rules. A cat has two pointed ears, so detect two pointed triangles near the top. Let us try. Viewpoint breaks it immediately. From behind, you see no ears as triangles at all. Occlusion breaks it. One ear is behind the couch. Deformation breaks it. The ears flatten when the cat is annoyed. Intra-class variation breaks it. A Scottish fold's ears are folded down by definition. Every patch you add to the rule, unless the head is turned, unless an ear is hidden, unless the breed has folded ears, invites a new photo that breaks the patched rule. You would be writing exceptions forever and still meet a cat that defeats them. This is the same wall the handwritten digit problem ran into, now far higher. It is not a failure of effort or cleverness. It is a sign that explicit rules are the wrong tool for a problem where the meaningful thing stays constant while the measurable thing varies without limit. The shift. Learn from examples. Do not write rules. Here is the move that turned computer vision from a decades-long frustration into a working technology. Instead of telling the computer what a cat looks like, you show it. You gather a large set of images that people have already labeled. This is a cat, this is a dog, this is a car, and you let an algorithm find the patterns on its own. You stop being the author of the rules and become the curator of the examples. This data-driven approach has a simple, repeatable shape that the rest of this track keeps returning to. Collect a large data set of images, each tagged with its correct label. Train a model on that data set, letting it adjust itself until its predictions match the labels. Predict and evaluate on a separate batch of images the model has never seen, and measure how often it is right. That third step carries the real standard. Anyone can memorize the training photos. The test that matters is accuracy on images the model was not shown while learning. A vision system is only as good as its performance on the unseen, because the unseen is what it will face in the world. The whole field, from the simplest classifier to the largest modern vision model, is built on this loop. The lessons ahead are essentially the story of how step two gets better and better. Linear classifiers next, then neural networks, then the convolutional architectures built specifically for images. Why this matters when you use AI? Almost every piece of seeing technology you touch runs on this idea. The photo app that groups every picture of your dog, the phone that unlocks at your face, the car that boxes pedestrians on a screen, the tool that flags a suspicious region on a medical scan. None of them was handed rules for what a dog or a face or a tumor looks like. Each was shown enormous numbers of labeled examples and learned the patterns itself. That one fact explains both the magic and the failures. These systems are uncannily good at the fuzzy, variable things we could never have written clean rules for, precisely because they learned from the variation instead of trying to legislate it away. And they can be strangely, confidently wrong on an image unlike anything in their training data. An odd angle, an unusual lighting, a deliberately tweaked pattern, because they never learned a rule, only a vast set of examples. When a vision system dazzles you and then fails on something a child would get right, you are seeing the signature of learning from examples. brilliant inside the distribution it was trained on, brittle just outside it. Common pitfalls. Thinking the camera is the hard part. Capturing pixels is trivial and solved. The hard part is the semantic gap, turning those pixels into meaning. A sharper sensor does not help a machine know what it is looking at. Thinking enough rules would eventually work. It always feels like you are one clause away from a complete rule. You are not. Real-world images vary without bound, and a finite list of rules will never close the gap. Thinking the computer sees the way you do. It does not. There is no scene, no objects, no understanding at the start, only a grid of numbers. Everything else has to be computed, and what gets computed is a pattern match, not comprehension. Thinking high accuracy means the model understands the image. A model that scores well has found statistical patterns that separate the labels in its data. That is genuinely useful, and it is not the same as understanding a scene. The gap between the two is where the surprising failures live. What you should remember, to a computer, an image is just a grid of numbers. A 224 by 224 color photo is over 150,000 of them, with no objects or meaning stored inside. The distance from those numbers to meaning is the semantic gap. The same object produces wildly different pixels under changes in viewpoint, scale, deformation, occlusion, illumination, background, and within category variety, while its label never changes. That mismatch is what makes vision hard. Handwritten rules collapse because every rule meets an image that breaks it. Explicit rules are the wrong tool for this kind of problem. The data-driven approach works instead. Collect labeled images, train a model to find the patterns, and evaluate on unseen images. Performance on what it has never seen is the only standard that counts. A machine does not start by seeing a cat. It starts with a grid of numbers and has to earn its way to cat, learned from thousands of examples rather than told by a rule. That climb from pixels to meaning is the whole of computer vision, and the rest of this track is how the climb is made. Next, if we are not writing rules, we need a concrete machine that turns 150,000 pixel numbers into a label. The simplest one scores an image against a learned template for each category. That is the linear classifier, and it is where the data-driven approach gets real.